Daddy, Saturday was my birthday, and I got a lot of presents. I'll tell you what I got. I got a Hot Wheels set, darts, badminton, and Scrabble, two Scrabble, and scooter from Nanny. She's still over at our house. Every time we be bad, she pretends she's going home. Remember how I'm bad. But Daddy, would you get me and Gary some watches? Would you? But you know why? Because we don't got any watches. Mommy won't buy it for us. Daddy, I got a lot of money from Grandma. And we give her the money, but she doesn't take it. And if she does take it, I'm going to give Gary some money to buy it, too. Okay, Daddy. Daddy, yesterday was Carrie's party. Carrie burgers. And she got a lot of dogs and kiddos. Now wait a minute, Daddy.
Hi, Howie. It is now Saturday morning at 9:30, and Jeffrey's still asleep. And it's very, very overcast and cold. Of course, yesterday started out to be the same way, and by noontime, it was very, very warm in the valley. Gloria Kashar invited the kids and I and Nanny over for the day, and their backyard pool is now completed, and it is just beautiful. They're going to start landscaping their entire yard on Monday. And, oh, her backyard, Howard, is just fabulous. It's a view lot, so there's nobody looking in on them. And they're up on a hill, kind of overlooking everybody. Their house I'm not wild about because the rooms are real, seems like they're all small and all chopped up. It's not like one large room. They're all, like five people would fill up every room except for their family room, which is a nice size, and they have a wet bar with the sink and everything in that, and that's real nice. But as far as the rest of the house goes, it's not my cup of tea. We went up there about, maybe 1 o'clock, and we stayed till 4:30, and the kids just swam all afternoon. She had a couple other girlfriends there, and there were 13 kids in the pool. When the other kids came, Gary kind of got shy and went in the house and played the piano and watched TV, but Jeff stayed there right with the big ones and played and was on the floats and was doing real well. Dr. Samuels told him he couldn't dive at all, but he manages to get in some little ones, not off the board or off the side, but like on the step of the pool. He kind of just goes face down. And he's really doing very, very well. He's pool safe now completely. Shirley won her first game yesterday in her big tennis tournament down at the club. Dick didn't get off to Mexico. He couldn't fly out because it was so overcast, and they started to drive down to Mexico. He was with Bill and Olin, and it was wall-to-wall cars, of course, so they came back, and apparently they went down to the club. Kimmy got her cast off Thursday night. Bill came over to the house after the birthday party and took her cast off. And also he watched Gary walk, but of course Gary was really performing. He walked perfect for Bill, and you know, it's very difficult to tell how bad he is if he doesn't walk the right way. He's so conscious of the way he walks that when anybody's watching him, he walks perfect. But Bill did notice something with the knee, he said, and I told him I was taking him to Les on Monday, and he said that was a good idea. Today, Shirley plays her hardest game, or I should say, the game that will have the most competition for her. And of all people, it's going to be Jerry Rabin and a girl named Joyce Liu. So this is, she thinks if she can get by this game, they've got it made. But she said Joyce Liu is the best player down there, and she's been playing paddle tennis for years, and she's real nervous, but I guess Shirley's really come a long way in her paddle tennis. Last night, I didn't do anything, and Nanny and I and the kids all went to bed at 9 o'clock. Today, Gail and I are cooking dinner for Burl and his family, and we're going to bring it over this afternoon. Gail is making a brisket, and I'm going to make a big salad, and I think I'm just going to buy some frozen vegetables instead of making up a casserole type thing. They might just appreciate something plain better. Your mom wants us to come to breakfast tomorrow, and I told her I would let her know today. I kind of was hoping the weather would be nice and I'd go to the beach, but maybe it's a good idea if I stay away from the beach. It's just been bumper to bumper, and I really don't dig being in traffic like that. The carpenter never made it on Friday, or I should say Thursday. Apparently the doors didn't come in, so now he's aiming for Monday. Doesn't look like I'll ever get these cabinets and cupboards made, and it's really beginning to bug me in the living room. The kids are still asking for watches. I was listening to the beginning of the tape, but I think that Hanukkah would be the best bet. I think I told you I bought some yarn to knit Gary a sweater. It's really a good-looking sweater. It's a pullover with not a cable, but a different type of a pattern running up and down, and it's a solid color gold. Hope it doesn't turn out like the gold one I made you, 80 sizes too big. But Nanny's been trying to figure out the pattern, and she's done it several times, and it just doesn't come out. And I figure, God, if she can't do it, I wonder if I'll be able to do it. But one of these days, I hope to get it cast on and at least give it the good old college try. I'm still reading Five Smooth Stones, haven't gotten past seventh page. I just don't ever seem to have time to read anymore. Arlene's brother is in from Chicago for the weekend, and Bess Smoller is already out of the hospital. Apparently she's just doing fine. June 8th is Angie's engagement party, and she's hoping to be well enough to fly back to Knoxville to be there for it. I think I told you that David and Virginia are going to surprise them and drive back east. I think they're going back to Minnesota to buy a new car, and then I think from there they're going to fly down to Knoxville. But I'm sure you won't be riding anybody in Knoxville. But in case you do, don't mention that they're coming, because it's a surprise. I called Aileen, and she sent in a note, or I don't know what you call it, but anyway, she's with the City of Hope, and I sent a $5 check, a contribution instead of flowers, in memory of Bernice, and so did Mother, which I think is very, very nice. Hopefully someday they'll have a cure for this horrible disease. Apparently, the same day that Bernice died, Betty Tishkoff's brother died, and they all had to go back to a funeral 1 hour after Bernice's funeral at the same place, which is kind of sad and morbid and what have you. The Tishkoff children are so good-looking, Howie. They have, I guess it's probably been 2 years since you have seen them all. And really, I hadn't seen them except for one time when I stopped over there with Nancy, when Nancy was living here, and just the other day. And, oh, her kids are just really five good-looking kids. And a couple of years ago, I thought they were, you know, not good-looking at all. But they've really come a long way. It seems so strange to see Gloria Tishkoff as a blonde. She doesn't look like a blonde, like she should be a blonde, and I really don't think it fits her personality at all. And she says she doesn't like it and that she's going to go back to brunette some people just can't be a blonde, I guess, and I really think that she's one of them. Shirley said that Uncle Fred came down to the club yesterday to watch Jerry play, and she said Jerry got a haircut for the tennis tournament. She said it was all the way down his back in ringlets. And she says now, and it was over his eyes, and she says now it's just above his eyes and about halfway down his ear and just to his shoulder, which sounds so funny. By the way, Aileen told me that Jerry is taking a year's leave of absence from Buckhalter. He's still a partner and will remain so, but apparently he's been offered some fantastic job that he just couldn't pass up, and yet he didn't want to completely pull out of Buckhalter because he doesn't know if it's really what he wants. But Aileen says that if it does pan out the way they expect it to, he should be able to retire in a few years, that it's something really fantastic, but I don't know what it is, and you'd have to talk to Jerry about it, because I don't know. He's supposed to be the vice president or something. I don't know if it's in management. It's not CPA business, so I really don't know what it is. I'm going to get dressed pretty soon and go down to Vaughn's to get all the stuff to make a salad. I'm so glad you enjoyed the sweet rolls. I thought that would be something kind of different for a change. As soon as I get the word from you, I'll mail you another package. I don't want to have things spoil on you. I know it's very hot there, and I'm sure most of the stuff you can put in the refrigerator and freeze, but when you want something, just ask and I'll send it right away. It's now 20 minutes to 10, and Jeffrey's still asleep. He's really making a day out of it today. I sent in a $21 deposit on our rooms at the Hawaiian Village. I requested R&R rates, and we have a reservation the first and the last day on Oahu. And like you say, if we're not happy on Maui, we can always go somewhere else, and I'm sure we won't have any trouble getting a reservation anywhere that we want. But I did, the Travel Bureau suggested sending in a deposit, so I did. And I don't think you're going to save any money in Long Beach on the tickets either. I am sure the R&R rates are the same everywhere, and it would be just as easy for me to go down here and pick them up rather than you making any arrangements, but whatever you want to do. I've made reservations coming and going, and if I have to cancel them, it's no big deal if you want to buy the tickets. So just let me know. I have them here already made, and I told her I wouldn't pick them up until around the 17th or the 18th. I can't see picking them up any sooner. Gail said that she would drive me to the airport, which I thought was very nice of her. I will probably have to leave the house around 7 a.m. because my flight is a 9 o'clock flight, and it is on a Monday, and there certainly will be traffic. So I think 2 hours should be enough to allow. There really isn't much else to report here. Everything else is about the same. I never did call that Joelle Zuckerbraun, or whatever her name is. I really haven't had the time, and I'm so jealous that Nate Gettleman's home, I can't stand it. Shirley just called and said that Nanny had a package there from Lundeen's in San Diego. Lundeen's is Nancy Newman's father's shoe store. So what I think it is, Mother had asked them for some yarn, if you know, they do a lot of knitting, and what did they do with their old yarn? So I think that's probably what it is. They really were very, very nice people, and it really worked out well. I don't think I'd ever do it again, but I think in the beginning it was just perfect. Right now, I forgot what I was going to say. But anyway, I think I'm going to sign off now and go get dressed, because I've got an awful lot to do today. and I'll write tomorrow. We miss you and we love you. And God damn it, we wish you were home. Love, Ruthie.
I only hope that I can make up for it when I get home, which I'm sure we will. Strange how being away from your family, you feel closer to your family than you ever have before. And I think about everybody every day and wonder what they're doing. And it's so nice to have frequent letters and from my mother and from Shirley and Dick and from you, just to keep me informed and keep me in touch with reality, because certainly being here in Vietnam is no reality. I'm sure that the minute I get home, I'll forget everything I've done over here. Of course, I'll never forget all the bad memories of all the casualties, but I hope it's only a fleeting memory that I'll have. Well, I've rambled on, and I've nearly used up an entire tape, so I'll end it here. I can't see where the end of the tape is, so I want to say goodbye at least before it runs out. And honey, please get some more of these tapes and send them to me, and be sure and get them in these little plastic boxes like you've been sending. They are just great. And I noticed that you've gotten the shorter reels, so they you don't have to worry about talking so much to fill them. I'd be happy if you sent me a tape every other day, or even every day. And please see if you can get some, and just talk to me a little bit. Goodbye.